Well, Eddie, we are here in a very snowy and cold Quebec. How's this week been?
It's been good. I've got here on a late Wednesday night. Seems nice and chilled. It's kind of like a low-key place. Like, there's, I don't know, 12 inches of snow outside. It's minus 20. No one really leaves the hotel. Callum, as always, just ice cold, super chilled. Family's here with him, and you know, he's in a good place, ready. Press conference was yesterday, weighing about to happen, and you know, it's a big fight.
Where does a win here rank in terms of Brits winning world title away from home?
Someone was talking about Hunnigan against Curry. I'm like, no, in slight. Like, I see this as a 50-50 fight. I think if you want to be critical to Callum, it's a 60-40, worst way 70-30. But at the same time, he can win the fight. There's no doubt about it. You know, when Lloyd Hunnigan knocks out Donald Curry, no one really gave him a chance. Callum has a tremendous chance in this fight, but he's up against it. You know, Beterbiev is an outstanding champion. He's also in his backyard, but ready to try and win the fight.
So close on purse bids. Comes back now. Was it 15 grand?
Yeah, something like that. And, you know, it was over a million on the purse bid, obviously. And very disappointing, really, for us to lose that purse bid, because I really wanted to bring that fight over 2 million on the purse bid. Really wanted to bring that fight to Liverpool, but we are where we are, and it's taken a long time. Obviously, Beterbiev had an injury as well. So we're finally here, and yeah, there's something special about an away win. We've seen it before with our boys, and you really get that outstanding credibility if you can win away from home. And I don't think it matters where this fight is, to be honest with you, because I don't think the fight's going 12 rounds, whatever happens.
I think it's going to go early, either way.
Yeah, I think for Callum, you don't want to be really going 12 rounds with Beterbiev, with the work rate and the pressure that he's got, and being away from home. Are you really going to win the fight on points out here? So the way I see Callum Smith winning this fight is via stoppage. And that's what I think he's got to try and do. And Beterbiev will be right there in front of him. He's just got to pick his spots. He's going to have to take some hammer along the way. You always do against Beterbiev. And, you know, I think Yard, I'm not saying Yard showed a blueprint, but Yard hung with it for a certain period of time. The problem is you can't hang for that long. So you can't be going into the 10th and 11th just taking punishment. You saw that against, you know, fights like Vodvitz and stuff like that, you know, who started well, boxed well. And then if you don't put a dent in Beterbiev, you're going to get run down. You're going to get run over. So Callum's got to find that opening early and make it count.
You mentioned Beterbiev had an injury. Also, Callum was supposed to box Stepien back in March now. Mm. He's been injured as well. Hasn't boxed since the bout the league win, 18 months ago nearly? Yeah. How much could that play a part?
It's not ideal. I mean, I think, you know, the other argument could be that Callum is extremely fresh, which he is. You know, he's not got many miles on the clock in his career. Beterbiev is much, much older. You know, he has had some tougher fights and some longer fights. Even the Yard fight was, you know, a pretty physical fight. Ideally, you would have liked to fight in between, but with the injury and everything else to Callum and to Beterbiev, it hasn't materialised, so it's irrelevant, really. You just got to deal with what's in front of you.
When you think about Callum Smith, one of the match from day ones, really. There was that photo you posted a couple of days ago on your Instagram. I mean, when you had them conversations back then, Callum to turn pro.
He obviously didn't make the Olympic team, which I felt like he should have done, and everybody did. But I think that was a blessing for him, because he really put a chip on his shoulder to go out and prove everyone wrong. And, you know, from the early days, he's been impressive. Like, there's been no moment in his career where he hasn't looked special. And what he showed very early was tremendous punch power. As he started getting older and developing more, that 12-stone weight limit became more and more difficult. And I feel like it really affected his power as well. And it was only really towards the back end of that stage, maybe his last five or six fights at 168, where you'd see him at the weigh-ins and think, you really need to move up. Since he's done it, he's looked so much fresher. He's looked so much more dangerous as well. And I think he'll help him to absorb punishment, which maybe he couldn't have done at 168. So he's been a tremendous part of the team. It's been a great journey. And I think you kind of, this takes it to another level on Saturday if he can do the business.
It's well noted that Dmitry Bivol signed to fight Artur Beterbiev, should he come through. Have you already spoke to Team Smith about that fight?
Yeah, of course. Like, there's only one fight for the winner of this fight, and that's Dmitry Bivol for Undisputed. So, you know, obviously the plans for Saudi Arabia are to stage Bivol against Beterbiev. But I've told His Excellency that Callum Smith will be knocking Beterbiev out, not to worry about that. So once that happens, I'll be dropping him a line and saying, we're ready to make the Undisputed fight, because that's the one that everybody wants.
I guess with this falling in January, what, sort of midsummer, maybe first?
Yeah, perhaps. I mean, I think April, yeah, it depends how everybody comes through. But let's see what happens Saturday first.
And elsewhere, you're obviously flying from here straight into London for the launch press conference on Monday. Joshua and Ngannou, what are you expecting from Monday?
Yeah, this is a huge event. I mean, people talked about in the build-up how big the Fury and Garner event was, and we saw that. But now you've got people believing that this guy's for real. I didn't. You know, Fury and Garner won. I thought that was a mismatch. And Garner proved me so wrong. It was an incredible fight, an incredible event. And AJ's got to be on his toes for this fight. I believe he wins, and I believe he wins in style, but it comes with danger. And I'm looking forward to seeing those two Adonises face off against each other on Monday.
Just the last couple of hours, a couple of reports suggesting Jai Apatai will feature in the Fury UFC undercard. Anything you can add to that?
Yeah, I think that's very likely. We're in discussions with His Excellency to add Jai Apatai as a quick turnaround. Could be a great fight as well. We'll see how that progresses. But yeah, I think there's a very good chance that Jai could return on February 17th.
Just finally, we just announced a revised show for Feb 10. Maurice Blight against British champion at the O2.
It's a great fight. I mean, yeah, look, we had, you know, I was disappointed when Cyrus Patterson had to pull out of the Conor Walker fight because that was going to be a war. But you've got another absolute war in Dillon against against Reece Belay. British and Commonwealth Championships. It's a great little fight, you know. Struggled for a venue. So we're at the O2, but we're at the Indigo, which is a couple of hours. It's actually a nice little setup in there.
Done a show?
Oh, we haven't.
We've done a workout,
didn't we? So tickets are going to go very quickly. It's a couple of great fights on the card. Shannon Ryan's in a great fight with Ebba Dolan. Cameron Vong in a big step up as well. Khalid Majid, Maisie Rose Courtney, John Hedges back in action, and a lot more as well. So a big night, Feb 10 for the next gens. And I mean, you know, Reece Bellotti, who's on the B side of the next gens, because he's no longer a next gen. Liam Dillon is the next gen, about 25 years old. And he's a tremendous style matchup, Feb 10.
We'll let you go. Gareth A. Davis is about to jump in, and we'll speak to you tomorrow. Cheers.
The shit.